Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour, just got 5 minutes left with Professor Alfred W. McCoy, best-selling author, professor, researcher. And he was just going over the Military Commissions Act that Bush finally signed today. It has been signed. We're coming up after the break. I'm going to play a clip of Bush and a disgusting signing statement by him. And we were just covering the key fact that it's codified in the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. Torture, of course, is banned in criminal law because common sense and history shows that torture doesn't work for really getting answers out of people that are really, quote, criminals or whatever super criminal term they use, like terrorist. It's only good for terror by the state against the population and to get fake confessions. And that is what all the scholars, we've interviewed scores of them, have come to that opinion. Former JAG officers, special forces commanders, you name it. History. And Mr. McCoy was getting into some of the final facets of this, but think about it. This Military Commissions Act allows them to use torture evidence in court. It's just unbelievable. So you can believe nothing that comes out of these people's mouths. Let's go back to Mr. McCoy. Professor, please finish up your statement.
Sure. The implications of tortured evidence, not just for the U.S. courts, but more broadly for the U.S. intelligence community, is really quite upsetting. Look, 1,800 years ago, a Roman jurist named Ulpian, who dealt with torture as a daily event in his practice, said, torture is a difficult, delicate, and deceptive thing. For, he said, the strong will resist, but the weak will say anything to end the pain. And everything we've learned in the 1,800 years about torture, your sources as well, tell us that that's really true. The strong, men like John McCain, when tortured, he resisted. And the weak, people like Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi, he cracked and he started saying anything. Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi was picked up by U.S. forces in Afghanistan during our invasion in late 2001. He was initially interrogated by the FBI. The CIA took him over. They rendered him to Egypt, where he was brutally tortured. And he began giving evidence saying that Saddam Hussein's government had trained al-Qaeda in weapons of mass destruction. This evidence worked its way through the intelligence community, wound up in Colin Powell's desk, and standing up in front of the United Nations, speaking as Secretary of State in February 2003, Colin Powell said that we had verified intelligence that Saddam Hussein had trained al-Qaeda in weapons of mass destruction. Colin Powell's source was Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi. Well, Colin Powell now repudiates that statement. A year later, the CIA branded him a fabricator and retracted formally all statements made by al-Libi.
Let's expand on this.
We've only got one minute left.
Sure, go ahead.
Here's the serious point, okay? Why did he make those particular statements at a time when forces inside the U.S. intelligence community were basically looking for just that evidence, okay?
Because that's what they wanted.
That was he tortured to say what they wanted so they could type it up in a report, stamp it classified, and put it up through the intelligence community. In other words, when you allow torture inside your intelligence process, you're polluting the entire integrity of the intelligence process. Nothing is credible.
And it's very dangerous for a country. And at the same time, now when our troops get captured, how are we going to complain when they get tortured?
There are four senior judge advocate general officers, admirals and generals, who appeared before the U.S. Congress when this bill, the Military Commissions Law 2006, was being debated and saying, don't do it. Don't pass this law.
And in closing, Professor, we're out of time. This has now sanctioned it, though, worldwide. A new dark age has begun because land of the free, home of the brave is now land of the torture dungeon.
This is going to be one of the worst acts of the U.S. Congress. This is going to be something we're going to look back on, like the Korematsu decision, the incarceration of the Japanese Americans during World War II. This is a discredit to the United States, and the sooner it's undone, the better.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you for joining us today, Professor Alfred W. McCoy. And folks can just type your name into Google and find out about your books and websites and writings, and we have links to it at InfoWars.com. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
All right, we appreciate his time. We're going to come back and get into the news. The Asian Union has been announced. Net censorship, big time. Bush's signing statement on the new torture bill.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to open the phones up in the second and third hour. Wide open phones today, and with heavy news, it's all of the highest level of importance. Just things, it's a quickening. It just gets wilder every day. North Korea sanctions are a declaration of war, North Korea is saying, and they have threatened to nuke the United States and Japan yet again. And the sanctions are somewhat weak. The answer by the Bush administration is, let's leave North Korea alone. Let's attack Iran, who has no nukes and no missiles and has done nothing to us. And the neocons are all screaming with joy, begging for gun control, running around worshiping Rush Limbaugh. North Korea sanctions are war declaration. North Korea said today it considered UN sanctions aimed at punishing the country for its nuclear test, a declaration of war, as Japan and South Korea reported the communist nation might be preparing a second nuclear test. And of course, the neocons for a week said it wasn't a real nuke test. Now Japan, the U.S., and other countries have picked up the radiation. It was a successful A-bomb test. The North broke 2 days of silence about the UN resolution adopted after its October 9th nuclear test with a statement on the official state news agency as China warned the capital against stoking tensions. Of course, over the weekend, the North also threatened to test a hydrogen bomb now. They had tested an A-bomb. I guess they've been emboldened now and want to test the more complex weapon. The resolution cannot be construed otherwise than a declaration of war against the North, the statement said. The North is known officially as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Yeah, it's real democratic. The chief U.S. nuclear envoy, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, said the North's response was not very helpful. So you read this AP article, and it's, oh, they're saying declaration of war. You go read the actual statements. They're threatening to hit the U.S., Japan, South Korea with nuclear weapons as they threatened last week. They said, we will attack you and hit you if you put sanctions on us. That was the headline. Their statement was, their official newspaper, we will nuke you if you do these sanctions. Well, they've done the sanctions, and they're out there. I mean, the minute the North, and this, the problem is you can't trust our government. Maybe the Japanese could confirm it with a spy plane flight. The minute they start fueling missiles, they need to be hit. North Korea needs to be hit immediately. The minute those bastards, that little psychopathic slug, starts fueling missiles again, they need to be hit. Those missile sites need to be targeted. You see, when this country's really threatened, I'm ready to go to war. That's what you neocon followers don't get, you fools. And who are the traitors that armed North Korea and armed China? Our own filthy, traitorous New World Order, David Rockefeller, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha government. That's who. They arm everybody. They set it up to bring in world crisis to give you the world government. That's not a radical statement. Their official North Korean news agency has said last week, we put links to it. We put links to AP and Reuters and BBC did have the nuke threat headline. RAP didn't. They tried to play it down here because, hey, we can't go to war with Iran if somebody's threatening to nuke us. If somebody else is threatening to nuke us and has the weapons, but, oh, we're going to go after this country because Islamofascism's so deadly. Then you go research who started Islamofascism. It's our own government, as usual, that radicalized and spent over $4 billion. Just in the 50s and 60s, and then tens of billions after that, radicalizing, overthrowing governments, using radical Islam. That's mainstream historical fact, but it's like telling a neocon follower the moon comes up a couple times a month. There's a full moon every month. You can show them the moon in the sky, they'll deny it. They'll deny anything. They have simple little minds. And they don't care if we lose our borders and our sovereignty. They don't care if Bush comes after our guns. They'll even deny he signed the assault weapons ban. They don't care. They don't care if it's our government arming everybody. They want to go after the Muslims because they've been tribally at a primitive level told that's the enemy. And that's not the enemy. The Iranians tried to be our friends, and their leader was man of the year, anti-communist. Mohammad Mossadegh. And what did our filthy criminal government do? They went in there and blew up buildings and blamed it on him. They took his entire cabinet and cut their heads off and put him on house arrest for his life. That's why you need to go to Google Video right now. In fact, you need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com right now because you know what's at the top of each page? A link to a high-resolution copy of Terror Storm on Google Video that's in the top 100. Exactly what I've been pushing for the last 3 weeks since we learned of their treacherous censorship. What have I discovered? I have discovered that every time we hit 2 million total views, counting up all the different versions that have been uploaded to Google Video, they would delete all of our views, knocking us out of the top 100. Then we hit 2 million again, they did it again. And we believe they did it before that because it was a listener who had pointed out that things were being erased a few days before I then noticed it again, who pointed it out to me so I could then go discover it and see it happen real time. And now they've been freezing counters and doing other things. But they haven't been able to, I guess, watch every new version that gets uploaded. There's a high-quality version up there, which is I was upset before because the low-res versions were the ones at the top of Google Video. What most people were watching, what millions were watching, and the high-res ones that were about twice as clear to watch, really, really an enjoyable viewing experience, about like 80s color television, about how good it was, broadcast TV, a little bit grainy here and there, but not much. You can get a PrisonPlanet.tv version if you 15 cents a day for it looks about like broadcast TV today. Really nice. That's the one you ought to download and burn the disc and give to people. PrisonPlanet.tv is a great activist center, and we don't get a little bit of capital. We won't be here in the future, but it doesn't even matter. Point is, go get the free one at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Go there because the high-res one is in the top 100, number 87. Last time we hit 40-something, they drove us out and deleted our views. Well, this time, let's drive it all the way up to number one. And when you hit the high, you know, the top 20 or 30, you start getting tens of millions of views. And that's why we want, it's not that we care about some ratings or saying, hey, we're number one. It's that that's what people go look at, is that top 100. Millions of people a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go there and pay 15 cents a day and get all 15 of my films, get my book, my weekly TV reports. You can low-res, medium-res, high-res, and some important films like Terrorstorm we have in super high-res for your download. And you can then burn that to disk. And it's just an activist tool. I can't overestimate how important it is. Please use it. Or get the high, super high-quality DVD with 68 minutes of extras on it from InfoWars.com for $19.95. Make it as low as $9.95 when you buy a bunch of additional copies, to give us gifts or to wake people up or to support us. But I digress. We need to drive this all the way up into the top 20 or 30. So right now, that's the one to get. That's the version to get. That's the one that's in the top 100. That's where all the hits and views need to be right now. Is it InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com? Click on it. Just give it to every message board, all your friends, your family, your neighbors. Go on the big news blogs and websites. Get aggressive. Help us. Because before, it was hard to get into the top 100 because there's 20-something versions up there, but still, some of the versions were getting so many hundreds of thousands of views every few days that it was getting up in the top 100. Well, now we finally got a high-res up in the top 100. That's the one people need to see, and we need to drive that sucker all the way to the top. All right, North Korea sanctions our war declaration. You know, I said we should go to war with Mexico. It fits all the prerogatives, all the reasons to go to war. They openly say our country belongs to them. They openly say they hate this country. They're openly importing drugs here. They're openly shooting our police and military and kidnapping our citizens and attacking our newspapers. Oh, yeah, it's a war here. State Department says more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. But it's kept very quiet. Back of the paper, on national news, here and there, maybe Lou Dobbs. War zone. Remember, I was calling it a war zone for 2 years before the news started calling it that about 6 months ago. And we ought to go down there. We've had two wars with them. And if Mexico wants to take pot shots across our border, wants to fire mortars at our embassy, or wants to say this is their country, we ought to go down there and kick the criminals out of Mexico City and have a real election. You want to talk about, you know, bringing regime change, but you see, we can't do that because it's not really Mexico's fault. It's the criminals that run D.C. are actually run Mexico and are using it as a weapon to break down our door. Just like they, now they control Mexico. They don't control North Korea. They just gave them the nukes and the delivery systems. The same crooks that control Mexico and are using it to batter down our borders and destroy our culture and drive down our wages and bring in this race war. They're the very ones that arm North Korea. And the very ones that armed Pakistan, and the very ones that armed India, and the very ones that kicked out the nationalist and had them sign a disarmament agreement, and the CIA admits in their official history department that our government put Mao Zedong in. They're real proud of that. Those murdering criminals that run our criminal government caused a madman to get in control who killed 60 million people. Everything the New World Order does is about getting dictators in, letting them kill people en masse, while the bankers never get the blame, to cull the population. By the way, that's official Chinese numbers. That's the government. They say 60 mil. Some say it's higher in the Cultural Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Forward, with Marshall and the rest of them. My friends, this is the type of people we're talking about. These are cold-blooded sickos. They don't just torture to get fake confessions. They don't just write memos saying they can torture kids because they want to scare people. They do it because they like it. Do you realize we are, our country is run by serial killers with 180 IQs, okay? We'll be right back.
Admit it. The moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof, get the book. Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the MT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
You ever think about this? The criminals running our government could set off a nuke or fire their own missile from the Pacific and claim North Korea did it. You see, you can't trust the criminals running our government who armed North Korea and did all of this, that if they did even start fueling missiles, if they fueled missiles and fired one, they'd probably let it hit us. They'd love it. They'd really take our freedoms then, and no one would ever point out that it was our government that armed North Korea. We thank Rumsfeld. Oh, thank you, Rumsfeld. Thank you for fighting North Korea for us. Here's Bush in his signing statement. We'll come back and go to your calls and get into a bunch of other news. There's a ton of it here today. CENTCOM admitting they're propagandizing on the web against the American people. Here's Bush signing the Bill of Rights butchering bill that I thought he'd signed weeks ago, and I learned he hadn't. He now signed it today. Here it is.
The bill I signed today helps secure this country. And it sends a clear message. This nation is patient and decent and fair, and we will never back down from the threats to our freedom. One of the terrorists believed to have planned the 9/11 attacks said he hoped the attacks would be the beginning of the end of America. He didn't get his wish. We are as determined today as we were on the morning of September the 12th, 2001. We will meet our obligation to protect our people, and no matter how long it takes, justice will be done. When I proposed this legislation, I explained that I would have one test for the bill Congress produced. Will it allow the CIA program to continue? This bill meets that test. It allows for the clarity our intelligence professionals need to continue questioning terrorists and saving lives. This bill provides legal protections that ensure our military and intelligence personnel will not have to fear lawsuits filed by terrorists simply for doing their jobs. This bill spells out specific, recognizable offenses that would be considered crimes in the handling of detainees, so that our men and women who question captured terrorists can perform their duties to the fullest extent of the law. And this bill complies with both the spirit and the letter of our international obligations. As I said before, the United States does not torture. It's against our laws and it's against our values. By allowing the CIA program to go forward, this bill is preserving a tool that has saved American lives. We will fight this war with confidence and with clear purpose. We will protect our country and our people. We will work with our friends and allies across the world to defend our way of life. We will leave behind a freer, safer, and more peaceful world for those who follow us. And now, in memory of the victims of September the 11th, it is my honor to sign the Military Commissions Act of 2006 into law.
Hey, oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's walk through the kleptomaniac liar. I mean, let's walk through it. He said that the terrorists want the end of America. You're the one signed the North American Union, the official North American Union government, met 3.5 weeks ago, openly getting rid of our borders, merging our military and police, our laws, getting rid of due process and trade. Oh yeah, end of America. You're the one with the blanket amnesty program. You're the one that just butchered 9 of the 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights. End of America. Oh, yeah. He's talking about no matter how long it will take. See, she said before, it's a 100-year war. It'll never end. They're going to have this great victory no matter how long it takes. He kept calling the torture sickos, the former federal prison guards they hire who have been fired because of abuse. That's who they hire, people that like this. You've got to like it, folks. The power of it, getting somebody down and torturing them. Professionals, kept calling them professionals, like you guys are at Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. You're some dark people, let me tell you that. And he talked about protecting our people from lawsuits that are filed by terrorists. And he said, when we capture terrorists, see, you're guilty until proven innocent. It's the new freedom. You're all terrorists when they arrest you, American citizens, and it's in there. It's all, you're all terrorists. And after we're done torturing you for 4 or 5 years, you're going to say you're a terrorist, aren't you? That's right, but don't worry. Just like they, remember he kept saying that he hadn't been involved in the hijacking plans, Meshawi, the one conviction they got. Also, he disappeared for a few months and he came out and said, I did it. He had a big shock belt on him. Yeah, I did it. And then he pled guilty for something the trial wasn't even about. Remember that? And that wasn't proper procedure, but it didn't matter. It wasn't even a real trial. Just, oh, he did it. He did it. Yeah, you know, 5 years in custody. Admittedly, he's been tortured. That's now admitted by the government. But we trust torture. Well. If you're ever strapped down getting tortured, just go ahead and say you did it. They can trot you out. They'll have that big stun belt on you in case you get shoot your mouth off and say, I was tortured. They're ready.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Well, I won't back down.
No, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Eric, Allen, Tony, John, Brian. We're going to get to all your calls and have wide open phones throughout the rest of the show. Coming up, more on North Korea, more on Bush signing the terror interrogation law. And it's really is about terror. It is about terrorizing the people. I want to go over more of what he just said and how ridiculous it all was. International leaders propose Asian Union and officially have an agreement between the ICAPP setting up the Asian Union. Massive moves to restrict free speech and internet video and, quote, hate on the web, which is anything criticizing world government. Marijuana consumption drops in UK despite liberalized laws. TSA screener faces theft charge. I see something like this every week. I mean, people are a pack of crooks. Again, who watches the watchers? Poll, support for Iraq war at all-time low. Machine gun the rioters, Blunkett shrieked. This is out of Reuters. He just said kill everyone. That's the British government for you. Rape charges recommended for Israeli president. You know, I had this came out Sunday, and I had this yesterday. I barely mentioned it. I don't even know what to say about this. I mean, if he was doing what the New World Order wanted, I bet you wouldn't be, even if he'd raped 10 people on national television, it'd be okay. Maybe he wasn't towing the line. I don't know. I mean, I study Israel quite a bit. It's pretty important, but I don't know about this guy. Maybe you can fill me in on it. There's a bunch of other news I've got here, too. We're going to go to Eric and Alan and Tony and John, everybody else, here in just a minute. But first, I always like to have her up at least once a week. She's Debbie Morrow. She handles just the phone calls for New Millennium Concept, the national manufacturer and distributor. They manufacture the U.S. Berkey, Black Berkeys. They are the national distributor of the British Berkeys. They got the Lexan models, the stainless steel models. And the reason it's important that they're the national manufacturer and then the distributor as well is that you get distributor prices. I mean, you pay $300 for their basic unit at a camping supply or survival shop. It's $299 with a free gift, a $30 value. The sports bottle or the potassium iodate or the sheltering in place video, you pay $259, you get two free gifts, and it comes with the LED lights that you can get a little solar charger for to always give you light. You can also charge your cell phone and has an adapter for other plug-ins on it. Kind of like a survival buoy, great thing for the camp house or the farm or your home or business. We have one right here in the office. I have one at home. I've given, I think, it's a whole bunch. It's got to be, I don't know. It's over the last, I started buying these in 1998. And I guess since then I've probably given it as, I probably give about two or three actually a year as gifts. I don't know. It's a whole bunch of them. It's got to be over 10 of these things as gifts. So here's Debbie Morrow. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. This is made in America, which is why most folks won't want to get it. You have British. You have people, because I know America's so rare, people may not believe something's actually made here. But you do have British. You know, our brethren over there, our cousins. But tell us about the Big Berkey and why folks should get them.
The Berkey water filter systems are a unique water purification system because, one, you do not need to plumb them into your system. You can use them anywhere worldwide. You can take it with you. You can use it under normal or hostile or emergency environments. So, you know, it's an all-around water filter system. It's very affordable. And it pays for itself very quickly. And not only that, you're sure that you're getting the healthiest possible water. And that's our main goal, is to make sure that people get good water.
I'm just going to trust the government. I think that's nutritious.
Well, you don't have to do that. With the Berkey water filter, you can actually test your water to be sure that it's taking the contaminants out. And so you can visually see that you're taking out everything that needs to come out of the
water.
But
mercury and nickel and herbicides and pesticides and motor oil and all the dead bacteria, because the chlorine just kills the bacteria, all the dead bacteria, all the chlorine, all of it, that is delicious. Why would I want to drink that?
I don't know. I can't imagine why somebody wouldn't want to feel terrible after they drink water.
I shouldn't feel good. I should feel bad. I think I'm not going to buy the Berkey.
Well,
plus, it's made in America and supports this broadcast. And of course, we have people who own Berkeys and love them out there. Why should they give them to their children? Why should they give them to their grandparents? Why should they give it to their cousin or their neighbor who's their best friend? Why would you want to tell your family not to drink poison water? Why would you care and get in their business and buy them a Berkey if you have to, like crazy people like myself do?
I can't imagine why somebody would want to do all those things or not do them when they can.
Well, Debbie, what you're doing is hateful. Discounting these about $100 over what they normally sell for in stores, actually hiring people at your factory here in the U.S., New Millennium actually having you just for these radio interviews so you can answer the phone personally for people, because it's the manufacturer and distributor, folks. They don't normally do this. 4 or 5 years ago, they decided, hey, we'll actually go out and sell direct over the radio. How dare you do that, Debbie? It's horrible. You should push poison on people.
Okay.
No. I'll stop being stupid. I apologize. I'm just trying to, you know, have another angle here. Folks, you're crazy if you don't get these filtration systems. It's really important. It really works great. It's easy to put together. It takes about 2 minutes. And you can be drinking water that is purified and delicious. And you'll save money. Bottled water is a lot more in the long run over time. You know, $1.50 a day for one bottle of water. And then you add that up over a month, you're talking like $40. You got a whole family doing that, you know, hundreds of dollars a month. It's just in a month or two, you'll have this thing paid for. And so you need to get it. Give her a call, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. Or go to berkeywater.com, tell them what free gift you want there in the comment section. You've also got a code for our listeners so they get the free gifts.
Well, yes, they can actually, if they go to our website, they can put in the comments that they heard it on the Alex Jones Show, Or there is a code. I don't know what it is.
Code Alex Jones. Kilroy was here. Whatever you want to enter in there, they'll know.
Yes, and also call me, because I really want to make sure people get the best price and also that they get what they need for their family. So if you want to give me a call, if you get the message.
Debbie is a softie. She's just, she will deal with you. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. How's your husband and family doing?
Oh, everybody's great. We're blessed.
Well, Debbie, we appreciate you coming on. We will talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
You bet. God
Take
bless.
Care.
Give her a call right now, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com, or order the exact same system. We just fax them the orders every day at infowars.com. They're on our secure online Yahoo shopping cart. Got Google on the brain today. Let's go to the calls. You've been holding long enough. Eric in Australia. Welcome, sir.
Alex Jones, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Thanks for having me on the show. Listen, mate, I just want to say you're doing a great job. I've only been listening to you for about a month now, and I don't know, the world would be a different place without you, mate.
Well, I'm just an average person, and I think the world would be a different place if it wasn't for all of us fighting this tyranny.
Yeah, excellent. Now, I just got a few comments and questions for you. Firstly, the torture bill, I work with an online community of gamers, and I play with a lot of American people, and I've been talking to some of them about the issues. I'm just trying to wake people up. I've got my own website. I've posted a lot of your articles and links to your website there. And I have some people that are in the military or used to be in the military, and they actually are telling me that a lot of the military, as you mentioned just before, are very angry with the torture bill because they're saying that if America does it to everyone else, that they're going to do it to the Americans when they get caught because there's going to be no safeguard.
Oh, they're not just going to do it to Americans. Everything we adopt is adopted by Australia, is adopted by England. It's just horrible.
Exactly. A lot of people say to me, why do you care? You live in Australia. And I said, well, shoot, you know, we're a rubber stamp of America. Everything they do, we do. And I'm actually scared right now what's happening. It's petrifying.
Well, you know what? I am scared, too. And so I've always decided to fight instead of to run. I mean, I know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. I mean, sometimes I'll run, but rarely, though. I just instinctively tend to get up on my hind legs. And believe me, I'm totally freaked out. It's why I'm getting more and more aggressive, more and more focused. I'm working more and more than I ever have. I got more energy than I ever had because we're in combat. I mean, listen, actual Hitler types have seized control of the lone superpower. They're destroying the Bill of Rights. They're just our country, sir. We're in the North American Union. Believe me, if you're freaked out, I'm freaked out. They actually have killed my country. Now, it's like somebody who's had a heart attack and has been dead for 2 minutes. You got a couple more minutes to put the paddles to their chest and defibrillate them and wake them up. But, you know, in the scale of things, a few years, a few months, you know, that's the scale of a few minutes with the life of a country. And we don't have long to defibrillate. I mean, literally, folks, we're turning green here. We're going down. I mean, I want in Australia to know the U.S. has fallen. We have been hijacked. Listen, it's like when an American Airlines jet gets hijacked. For real, not like 9/11. That isn't now a American Airlines jet. It's not American Airlines pilots. It's been grabbed. It's been seized. And that's what's happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I really didn't know much about your constitutional. You know, everyone talked about the American freedoms and why people loved America. I never really had a need to study it. And it's only in the last few weeks that I've been looking up the Bill of Rights, your constitution, and I got to tell you, they were so spot on when they did it, and to see it getting destroyed, even as an Australian citizen, to see that, it's disgraceful.
Well, as you said, now, rubber stamp, they're dismantling your freedoms, too.
Yeah, well, a lot of people here don't know about it. The laws passed a while back about capturing terrorists and detaining them indefinitely, and that was
gun control alone.
Yeah, well, that's been happening for a long time. In fact, there was an incident in Tasmania that triggered a lot of that, and there's even reports that could have been staged as well.
Yeah, that was a total government op.
Yeah, that's what the rumors are. So
yeah, that's more of a reason to have guns that these nuts go around doing this. Never did it in the past when we had guns. Just do it now. Always in the care of Tavistock Institute British intelligence officers. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can't even have any kind of defensive weapon, a knife or a or even some chili spray is a prohibited weapon. You could go to jail for it here. So
you can slingshots, sir, now into your country.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They've been illegal for many years, So trust me, since I was a kid.
Yeah, your government is enslaving you. Some of the most rugged people in the world, the Australians, just being totally disarmed, and it's just going to get worse now. You know, they killed Crocodile Dundee, but not the guy on the movie, the real guy who looked just like him. He wouldn't turn his guns in. I'm sure you heard about that. Happened about 9 years ago, and they came out to his house, and just the SWAT teams just opened fire. Just blew, I mean, literally just opened fire like a Dirty Harry movie, just fired hundreds of rounds into that house. But he killed two of them, though.
Yeah, I'll have to look that one up. So listen, I just have a question. It's a topic that I haven't heard you talk about since I've been listening, which has only been about a month now. But have you heard of the Disclosure Project?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and what's your opinion of the Disclosure Project? What's your angle on that?
Well, last time I checked, it's got Bill Clinton's former chief of staff working with it. It's got a known Rothschild working on it. And I think it's part of a very large-scale PSYOP program. And I think it's bringing in legitimate, for those who don't know, now two astronauts have gone public saying they've seen UFOs, their warcraft out there. There's a big push by the government to claim that we're going to be, basically invaded by this. We've got to give up all our rights to fight that. That could be a hoax with holograms or other advanced technologies. I don't doubt there's not life out in the universe, but the point is the stuff we talk about is so hardcore and so hard to believe, even when it's in the legislation, even when it's in the Houston Chronicle, they're building concentration camps here in America. It's so hardcore that I shy away from things I can't prove and things that are entertaining and people like. And no doubt I'd be on more stations if I'd cover it, but I just won't do it.
I see your point. I understand the separation between your topics and the Disclosure Project. But they do cover a lot of the industrial military complex, the coercion of the government.
No, I know, but when you mix that together, the media has always tried to mix people that report on, say, the North American Union in with the UFO stuff. And I'm not knocking people who do. I'm just saying here on this broadcast, I mean, callers can always call in about it. I think I'm going to have George Norrie on soon. Who knows what he'll talk about. But, you know, I mean, we occasionally get into it just looking at the movement itself, but I don't know. Hey, listen, good to hear from you from Australia, Eric. Let's keep it up, my friend. Let's talk to Alan. And, Alan, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Great. Thank you for calling. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Okay. What's going on?
Okay. Well, first I have a comment and then a question. First I want to say, let's say, for example, that you're a blind neocon follower, and let's pretend it's 2008, and let's say Hillary Clinton wins. What people don't realize is that all of these acts, the military commissions, banning habeas corpus, torture bills, these are all going to apply to all of those neocons that supported George Bush.
Oh, they're still, you're right, but they're still going to like it because it'll be against the Islamo-fascist and others. They'll love Hillary. Look, Rupert Murdoch has dinner with her every week. Roger Ailes, head of Fox News, head of Limbaugh's op, is best friends with her. It's all staged. And just like Rupert Murdoch in Australia and England talks bad about America and bad about Bush, it's all staged. Then he'll suddenly talk good about Hillary here, and suddenly Fox will go, I'm going to like her. It's all staged. It's so sick.
Right. And
Rush Limbaugh followers will kneel before Hillary. You watch. They will kneel.
And it's hilarious when they all say, yeah, but that's for terrorists. I'm an American.
Like Hillary now. She's got some problems. She did take our guns, but at least she's whooping up on Arabs.
I have a question for you, too, if I could.
Sure.
I'm 27, and in the first of the year, I wanted to start a basic retirement account. I did want to invest in gold and silver. And in your opinion, would you recommend stashing a bunch of cash and gold coins, or going for a retirement account that invests in gold and silver? I mean, because with the economy, it seems to me the economy is very shaky.
Well, let me just
give
you my advice, and you can take it for what it's worth. I'm not giving you financial advice. This is what I would do.
Okay.
I would diversify. I'd have a little bit of cash in this bank, a little bit of cash in that bank. I'd have a little bit of money in a local bank, a little bit of money in a big bank. I don't have a great deal of capital, so it's something I really need to worry about. I have a business account that a little bit of money I've got I keep for the business. you know, most of my money is just there to be spent on this operation. But the other money, I would take physical possession of gold coins. Now, again, I would be diverse, but I would certainly, I would not, I mean, it's much better to physically hold gold than it would be to have gold in a IRA or in a savings account. But again, I would hedge it. If you were going to put money in gold, let's say you're going to put 20% of your assets, your liquid assets in your portfolio, in metals. I would put, say, 80% of it, or 60% of that 20%, in gold and other metals. I would diversify gold, maybe platinum, palladium, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, some silver. Then I'd take maybe 20-30% and put it maybe in that gold IRA, which they have. And then I'd keep a little bit of money in the bank. You know, diversity, multi-legs. You don't want to be sitting on one leg or two legs or three legs. You want to have four or five legs. I'll tell you the best thing you can have, the best asset you can have when we get back, and I appreciate your call, sir. I'll tell you the most important asset you can have when we return.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The most important asset you can have is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Knowing God, having a sense of wonderment, having a will to do unto others as you've had them do unto you, being willing to lay down your life for your brother or even for your neighbor or someone you don't know. And the truth is, that's not a sacrifice. When you have a culture where people are ready to lay down their lives and you have courage, you literally drown in milk and honey. Because everybody's cool, they're smart, they're strong, criminals are almost non-existent, there's dynamic ideas and an upward lifting spirit. Instead, we're entering a dark age of ninnying and baubles and just bestial level garbage, and it's all being fed to us through our sensory perceptions by top mind control experts who've literally woven this modern system. And the other big asset, more important than gold or real estate or anything, is friends. I've said it before, and people picked up the quote. Good friends and family, good friends and community are more important and more valuable than all the gold in the hills. And that's true. Having neighbors and friends and good people you can trust and having people that will come to your aid, people will give you the shirt off their back, that's the most important thing. We need communities locally of people we can trust and people we can work with. And another great asset is courage. And, of course, I cannot stress enough the importance of the Second Amendment. You know, I bought quite a few guns over the years. One time I had a bunch of my uncle's house, I think about 10 guns, and it got struck by lightning and burned down. Lost those preciouses. But a lot of the guns I bought, well, all of them have gone up in value, but some of them have doubled, more than doubled in value. And guns are a great investment for resale, and it's a very important investment for your safety and your future. So I hope everybody gets out there and get yourself some more guns. Shotguns, handguns, long-range bolt-action rifles, semi-automatic battle rifles, M1s, things of that nature. I'm sorry, but I really don't like M16s and AR-15 variants, but I'm sure a lot of you love them, and that's great for you. But, I mean, you need weapons, and you need to be willing to use them, too, against criminals of every type. Just be prepared. You don't want to use them, but they're there. And if you ever have to use them, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate or you will be dead. If you ever pick up a gun, use it. If you pick up a gun in self-defense, use it. Instinctively kill. Somebody comes in your house and they're rummaging around and they're there to do harm, fire at them. Fire into their center of mass until they're a bucket of jello on the ground. All right, I'm now digressing. Do whatever you have to defend your family. And just harden your heart against the enemy. But soften. You know, we harden our hearts against the enemy because our hearts are soft and tender. We do this because of love. Our hearts are soft for our tribe, our hearts are soft for our loved ones, our hearts are soft for our communities, but they're as hard as you can imagine. Start the next hour. I told you I'd get into all that news. We'll go to Tony, John, and Brian first, though they've been holding for about 20, 30 minutes. And then we'll continue with calls for the broadcast, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Please go to InfoWars.com and order Terror Storm. Please give it out to everybody. Please spread the free Google link to it far and wide as well.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.